Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Sammet, alongside Stephen Julian. Stephen, good morning. You look nice and warm and toasty this morning.
I am ready for Snowmageddon 2014.
Yeah, I think we're going to be disappointed once again.
So, yeah, well, you know what? I was thinking, because the news was talking about all the different snowstorms and they each had a name, why don't we have names for the disappointments? Because there's a lot more of those.
We'd run out of names.
Exactly.
Really quickly.
Exactly. We'd have to go through the alphabet again and again and again like hurricanes.
But we're not disappointed about today's guest.
Not at all. Very excited. Excellent segue,
yeah,
Mike.
Thank you very much. Joining us on the program today, Carrie Tegeder with Highlands at Sugarloaf Luxury Apartment Homes and Jane Stewart with the Georgia SPCA. Good morning to both of you ladies. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to start with Carrie. Carrie Tegeder, you are the property manager with the Highlands at Sugarloaf Luxury Apartment Homes. Tell us about your location, Carrie, and all about your apartment homes.
Okay, yes. We're breaking news here with Radio X because you guys are the first one to hear about us. We are going to be your neighbor down the street on at 1796 Satellite Boulevard. Currently, we are a pile of dirt right now, but we are creating it into something beautiful, and I'd like to kind of give you guys an image about what it's going to look like and kind of go from there. Like you said, my name is Carrie Tegeder, and we are pre-leasing for a 390-unit apartment complex here in Duluth. We're so excited to be in the neighborhood. We're building it in phases, but we're shooting for July for our grand opening.
July of 2014.
Yes.
Okay, so tell us about the amenities. I assume it's going to be your typical 2, 3, 4 bedrooms. Will you have townhouses? Will you have garages? Mm-hmm. Give us all the good stuff.
Sure. Well, the thing I'm most excited about are the amenities because we have something for everyone at Highlands at Sugarloaf. We have, for those nature lovers, we have a beautiful long nature trail, which is not something at a typical apartment community. And we're going to have a super cool dog park for our four-legged residents because we are, you know, animal lovers. And if you're more into the whole laying by the pool, we're actually going to have a saltwater pool, which is like the new cool thing to have.
Along with fresh water or just salt water?
Just salt water. Yeah.
Now, what makes a saltwater pool cool? Hey, that rhymes.
Well, yeah, you know, apparently, from what I understand, is it's not salty like ocean salty. It's like teardrop salty. So it's a lot less harsh than the chlorine. So, yeah, everyone really digs it, and it's going to be one of our best features there.
What about the size of the apartments? Of course, sometimes you walk into these places and you feel like, oh my goodness, I'm in a little bit of a closet. Is there going to be some size?
Yeah, definitely. We're going to have 2 of the 1-bedroom floor plans. We'll have 2 of the 2-bedroom floor plans, and we'll even have some 3-bedroom floor plans. Now, those are going to go pretty quickly because they're in high demand. Well, everything's in high demand around Duluth. But yeah, we're going to have something for everybody.
And let me ask you this question, Carrie, because you're in the business now.
Yeah.
Because I've looked for apartments in the past. 3 bedrooms, they are in demand. There's not many of them. Why don't companies build more 3-bedroom apartments, especially today with the whole economy? Folks have lost their homes, things like that.
Well, currently, during my transition over to Highlands at Sugarloaf, I am also managing Grayson Park Estates out in Grayson, Georgia. And it's funny that you mentioned that because they do offer 3-bedroom townhomes with 2-car garages. And that is also one of our properties that we manage. So they do offer them. They sure do. And we do as a company too. So anything you need, you can come to me. And if we don't have something that you are looking for, then I can find something for you.
One of the big things, and we're talking with Carrie Tegeder mm-hmm. with Highlands at Sugarloaf, a luxury apartment homes. One of the things when it comes to the folks looking for an apartment home to live in, location, location, location,
that's
as
right.
they say. I actually was trying to look for your location on my way in this morning and was having trouble finding it. Explain where you are right now.
Sure, yes. We are between, we are on Satellite Boulevard. Between Sugarloaf Parkway and Old Peachtree Parkway, we actually share land, we're going to be sharing a driveway with Cross Point Church. So if you turn into Cross Point Church, you'll be turning into our new apartment community, and we're getting ready to cut that driveway in, so you'll be able to get to it easily when everything opens.
So for people listening, if we're traveling north on Satellite, it's going to be on the right, and it's going to be right past the church.
Correct.
Okay. Awesome. Correct. And you're also getting your, obviously you just said you're getting your own driveway, so you won't always have to share the driveway.
Well, the church's address is 1800 and ours is 1796. So that's how close we are together.
So if you go to Cross Point Church, I mean, you can
walk to
church.
That's right.
Talk about some of the features inside, the interior features.
Oh, yes. It is gorgeous. We are actually in the process of developing our 3D floor plans. So pretty soon on our website, we're going to have some 3D floor plans where you can scroll over the floor plan, and it's going to bring up a picture of the exact features that I'm going to tell you about right now. The first one is the modern brushed nickel fixtures, which are the newest, coolest thing. The stainless steel appliances that everyone loves, and my personal favorite, the granite countertops, which are awesome. They're just beautiful. They're going to have designer cabinets. And if you are one of those early birds that reserves an apartment early, you will get to choose some of the finishes like hardwood floors, the carpeting, and the stain of the cabinets in the kitchen. So get there early.
It's almost like buying your own house.
It would be that experience for someone.
You know, we do take it that seriously because you're going to be here for what we hope to be a really long time. And we want you to be happy and comfortable and, you know, biggest bang for your buck.
Carrie, talk a little bit about how the apartment complex is, the luxury apartment complex is going to connect with the area around. I know right around Sugarloaf, there's been a big move of bike trails, and you talked about a nature trail.
Yes.
Is there going to be any connection with the apartment complex more than just walking to church? Are there going to be some other ways to easily connect either by car, by bike, or by trail?
Absolutely. We have a vision for the property, and our vision for the property is really simple. It's to get more from where you live. Right. So what my vision is to make sure that we are offering other things that other apartment communities don't, like concierge services. So we're going to make it easy for you. So we're going to have valet laundry, valet trash. We're going to have a big concierge focus. And one of the ways that we're going to connect with the neighborhood in general is just to offer services like networking, business networking, because our clubhouse is going to have a boardroom, a business center, a cyber cafe. So anyone who's interested in doing networking events and things like that, that's going to be a big focal point for us.
And obviously the Mike said location, location, location.
Yes.
You are literally hundreds of yards away from Gwinnett Center. You're
Correct.
Hundreds of yards away from the Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
You're within walking distance of One Sugarloaf Center and mm-hmm. Marlowe's and Firehouse Subs. And then all you got to do is go under the bridge, and then you're near the mall.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously you guys are leveraging this, and it's not going to be your parents' apartment complex.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that you said that, because that is the truth. This is going to be the new thing, because, you know, residents' needs are changing and we're changing with it. So we want to be the premier luxury apartment complex in everywhere.
It's no longer just I'm 21 years old and I just got out of college and I need a place to stay. It's true. And like you said, you guys are creating a place where people, once they get in there, I don't want to leave.
If
you keep my rent reasonable, I'll stay here forever, because
you have everything at your fingertips, right? I mean, you have your pool, you have your fitness center, you have your dog park, so you can enjoy your friend, you know, your four-legged friends. And I mean, it's just, why would you want to go anywhere else?
And let me ask you, and your answer to this might be, you might not have much of an answer to this because you did such a good job at the beginning, but you mentioned concierge and you mentioned valet. Those are words you don't normally hear around an apartment complex.
That's right.
Unpack it a little more for us.
Well, there's a void in the market. I think there's a void really in all the service-driven industries where no one's focusing on customer service like they used to, and that's something I'm going to change. Woodward Management Partners is the company that I work for, and that's what we do. We want to exceed expectations, and we want to wow people. And that's what we're here to do.
Mike, I'm selling my house and I'm going to move into the Highlands at Sugarloaf. I'm sold.
Good.
Carrie and I are already beginning negotiations to move the Business Radio X studio to her property.
I like that. I like that.
Absolutely.
Well, I hear all these wonderful things, concierge, valet, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
You may not have all your price points just yet. I mean, are we talking like $6,000 a month now for
No, you're going to be so pleasantly surprised at our prices.
Okay. and can people already start booking now? You kind of touched upon it a little bit earlier.
Absolutely. I would really love to talk to any company who's looking for corporate apartments. I can set up corporate apartments for you as well. And what corporate apartments are is they're furnished. You can go from a basic package of just furniture all the way up to a full service hotel style package, which includes everything up to the cooking utensils. So we can definitely offer that. And,
let's talk a little bit. You know, Mike,
sure.
Mike kind of tried to get the price out early, but they'll still have to talk to you. Go back to the very beginning of the interview. You kind of talked about when you're looking to get ready. So we kind of talked about, can people talk to you already? Give us some dates. Give us some timeline of where we're going so that when people listen, they can know when they need to call you.
Right. You can call me right away to get started on pre-leasing, and I can take you around and show you where we are, and I can show you what our projections are and where we plan to be. But we do plan to start occupying apartments in middle of July, first of August.
And your total number of units, I think you said 390 when it's all said and done.
Correct.
When is that? I mean, do you guys have a target date of, okay, we'll have them all built out by this point in time?
I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay. But July, August, we can start.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I better put my house on the market now, Mike, if I want to get in July.
There you go. You know, Carrie, and again, it's Highlands at Sugarloaf Luxury Apartment Homes. It'll be off Satellite Boulevard. If you know where Cross Point Church is, it's going to be right there, right off Sugarloaf Parkway. Your management company, we want to know the company that's behind the apartments. Is it a fly-by-night organization? Talk a little bit about the management company.
Oh, sure. Woodward Management Partners has been in business since 2006, and they're located in Atlanta. And we have 12 other apartment communities here in Georgia. And like I said earlier, we actually have 3 here in Gwinnett. So you can go to Snellville and see our Stone Creek on the Green, beautiful apartment community and a great staff, the Grayson Park Estates in Grayson, Georgia, and then now our new Highlands at Sugarloaf here in Duluth.
All right, Carrie, and you guys are going to be obviously up and running very soon and starting to pre-lease. That's exciting stuff for you, I know.
Yes,
what do you enjoy most about what you're doing?
Well, meeting the people, meeting people and helping them get what they need and doing a really good job, the best job that I can at it.
For folks that want to find out more information, I assume the website is up, and would that be the best place to send people to?
We're getting there. I can give out a website it'll be ready by the end of this week. And I have a phone number. I did get that. So the phone number is 470-377-1796.
So we really are the first to really talk about this.
You are. We are.
So now we need a breaking news sounder for Gwinnett Business Radio.
First thing Carrie said, we should have done that. Breaking news. Here we are. So Carrie Tegeder with Highlands at Sugarloaf Luxury Apartment Homes. The location is just amazing because, you see all the construction. Well, not all the construction, but they've added the sidewalks along Sugarloaf Parkway. They want you to be able to walk from the Gwinnett Center to Sugarloaf Mills, the mall, and now you're actually going to be tied into that. So that's wonderful.
Yes.
I can only imagine how much your company paid for that land. I mean, that's some prime real estate, but a great place to live. Carrie, mm-hmm. Thanks so much for all the information, and hope to see you soon, and mm-hmm. looking forward to seeing the place as well.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Carrie Tegeder with Highlands at Sugarloaf Luxury Apartment Homes. Joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio from the Georgia SPCA, it's Jane Stewart, the Executive Director. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
SPCA? Okay, I know what the means, but for those folks not familiar, tell us what the initials mean and all about your organization.
Sure. It stands for the Georgia Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. And basically what we do, we rescue animals from animal control that are in danger of euthanasia, and we find homes for them. So once they come to us, we have them vaccinated, updated on their shots, spay or neutered, and then we put them on the adoption floor for adoption.
So it's a, and I don't know if this is the proper term, a non-kill adoption center, if that's the proper
yes,
word.
Yes, some people refer to it as a no-kill. We have okay. limited admission, but we, you know, once they come to us, we're committed to that animal and we find a home.
So you may have animals there that are there for a very long time.
Yeah, that's not our goal certainly right. is to turn it around, but yes, if it takes 2 years, then we have them 2 years. If it takes 2 weeks, then, you know, or 2 days, we kind of are all over the gamut on that one.
Okay, so and folks may have seen the adoption center on Buford Highway there in Suwannee. How do you get your funding? How do you guys stay in business?
Well, we are a nonprofit. We are funded completely from donations and from our adoption fees. So we encourage giving, and we you know that's how we keep our doors open.
So is it? It's all local people. Do you get you know, state funding from the? From the state, do you get national funding from the ASPCA?
No, that is kind of an issue for us because people think that the Georgia SPCA is the ASPCA, which is a wonderful organization that is in New York. But we are actually right here in Georgia. All of our animals come from Georgia. Our funding predominantly comes from folks right here. The money that comes in is used to help with issues here in the state. So we are a separate entity. We're not part of a bigger umbrella.
Now, is the Georgia SPCA, is the location you have in Suwannee the only location that the Georgia SPCA has?
It is. It is our only location. We opened our doors there in the summer of 2007, and we have expanded since opening, I guess, around 2010. We did an expansion and kind of doubled our size. But
and I would imagine even though the ASPCA is a different organization, there's obviously a lot of cooperation that goes on between you and other rescue shelters.
Yes, we encourage, you know, working together. There are a number of rescues here in Georgia that are similar to us, but and also the ASPCA or the HSUS, which is the Humane Society of the United States. We use a lot of their material, have the same overall guidelines for what we're trying to do. So
I this may be the dumbest question you've ever been asked, but
I
don't mind being the one to ask it. When people think of SPCA and rescue shelters, they think of dogs and cats. Is that the extent of the animals that you work to rescue?
It is for us. Okay. We only work with dogs and cats. We have had a few others come through the door, but it wasn't because we planned on that.
You could probably get a couple stories. So and for all our dog lovers versus cat lovers out there, sorry to turn it into a little bit of a war there, but is it usually 50-50? Is it, what's the percentage breakdown typically? I'm sure there's always plenty of people who need new homes, so or plenty of pets who need new homes.
Yes.
So what's the breakdown between dogs
and
cats?
It's probably about 50-50 when you look at our adoptions for the year. Last year we did over 1,300 adoptions. We're very proud of that, and it was pretty much 50-50. You know, some people are only cat people and some people are only dog people. And then we've got, you know, kind of the crossovers, which would be myself. But we love both of them and we find homes for both. So
she answered that question so well, Mike. She didn't quite want to take sides and the facts back her up.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, and you have the cat room. You have a couple cat rooms, I believe, where you can actually walk in and play with the feline friends,
yes,
if you will.
They're called free roam cat rooms, and we do have two of them. Initially, we had one. It was for adult cats. When we did the expansion, we opened another one, and it was supposed to be for kittens, but we find that kittens come and go faster than adult cats, and so really we kind of have an older teenage kitten room and an adult room, which, you know, so they're pretty much both adult cat rooms.
And you guys, and you mentioned the expansion. I mean, you've expanded, you know, quite well over the years. I mean, you're almost got half the strip mall there off Buford Highway. But I don't want folks to think, okay, oh, they've got plenty of money now. I mean, it's, I'm sure, always a challenge. I mean, year in and year out, you've got to work hard to keep the doors open.
Absolutely, we do. We're always looking. Someone told me that I needed to think of us as a non-rescue facility, but we really have to look at ourselves as a fundraising entity, because without those funds, of course, we're very limited as to what we could do. So, you know, we do get some money from our adoptions, but it's hard to cover the medical cost of the cats and dogs that come through the door when you figure probably 95% of them are not altered when they come in. Most of the animals at Animal Control are not altered, and that's, you know, one of the big reasons we have so many of them needing homes. But yes, we have to cover medical expenses. We do have a paid staff in addition to our volunteers, so it takes quite a bit of money to keep it going.
It has to be a labor of love, not just for you, but for all of the staff, all the volunteers, because you're not getting rich, first of all. And it's not like you could take a weekend off or a week off. I mean, you have living creatures that you have to take care of 24/7.
That's right. That's right. We're open every single day, and it is hard to staff it that way. That's why we use so many of our volunteers as well as our paid staff. You figure, you know, you might take Christmas Day off and you're closed to the public, but you still have to have staff and volunteers coming in to walk and to feed and to clean. And so that's something that goes on, like you said, 24/7. Even today, you know, with the weather kind of questionable, we have to think about the afternoon, if we have to send people home, who's coming in, who lives the closest. So we kind of go into our emergency mode, I guess you would say, when we have inclement weather. But yes, it is an all-consuming labor of love, and no, we're not getting rich at it.
But the pet overpopulation problem, and we're going to talk about how people can volunteer, how they can help, because I know you could always use bodies, but I assume then the pet overpopulation problem, it may not be getting any better. It's just an ongoing problem. Speak to maybe some of the numbers, and what are we looking at here?
Well, the most recent number, there isn't a real the animal control facilities don't really have to report the euthanasias. So you're dealing with something that's kind of open-ended and you guess at. But the guesstimate is there are over 200,000 healthy, adoptable cats and dogs that lose their life every year just because there's no place for them to go.
Is that in the state,
in the
state, county?
That is in the state of Georgia, yes. And most of that happens in metro Atlanta. We do pull from animal control facilities throughout the state. You know, we have many, many, many counties in Georgia, which presents itself with a pretty big problem. Plus, many of the counties do not have animal control facilities. So, you know, we do take some owner turn-ins. That would be someone who maybe lost their home or for whatever reason has to rehome their animal. If it's something that we think we can find a place for, you know, we have room, we'll take those. But our main goal is to pull from animal control facilities.
So, Jane, what is the message to the general public to combat this overpopulation over a long period of time? What does everybody need to know?
The main answer to all of it would be to have your animal altered. And offering low-cost spay-neuter is very important, or no cost. We've done both. We work with another facility and offer weekly low-cost spay and neuter of cats and dogs. We have also used some of our funding to promote free spay-neuters to try to go to people who really don't have the option to have their animal spay or neutered or updated on their vaccines because of a lack of funding. So we do work with both of those things.
So not to make it a joke, it's halfway a joke, but it's really serious. Bob Barker, I mean, he was right.
Yeah,
have your pet spayed or neutered. I mean, that is the number one thing.
It certainly is.
And organizations like you guys and other organizations are making it more accessible, more affordable. It should not be the issue that it is.
Right. And a lot of it is education, you know, trying to get in and educate the public as to what happens when you don't alter your animal. You know, these animals are much more likely to get out, to stray. You know, if an animal is in heat, you know, and the male is out, it will find her, and it for up to 10 miles or so, they can smell an animal in heat. And so that's, you know, that's a huge issue. A lot of people just turn those litters into animal control, and that's why we have so many young animals that are being euthanized. It's not just the older, you know, dog that happened to get out and doesn't have an ID tag or whatever. It is, you know, there are litters upon litters of cats and dogs. And cats, of course, even have a bigger issue because they have more litters per year. We've had pretty mild winters here. And so there hasn't been what there used to be a traditional kitten season. It's been all year long. And also there are so many feral or community cats that are living out that may not be altered. And that's just adding to our issues. So.
One other question. Speak a little bit also to a family who's looking to get a new pet and talk a little bit about the benefits of looking at the Georgia SPCA versus going to a pet store or, you know, a breeder or anything like that. Talk a little bit about what the benefits are, what the, you know, risk rewards, however you want to phrase it.
Sure. It depends on what animal they're looking for. 1 in 4 animals that are turned in at animal control or make their way to animal control are purebred. So that's kind of a myth that you can't get a purebred animal through a rescue. The money that goes into the rescue then is used to help rescue more. You know, that's certainly an upside of it. Also, we work with them on training, on trying to, you know, educate them on what it's like to have this new animal, whether or not it's better for them to get a puppy or an adult or, you know, a kitten or an adult cat. We can find the animal for them if they just let us know what they're looking for. They can also get involved as a volunteer. We have families that'll come in that their kids have been begging for a pet. And so the mother or father realized that, you know, this takes a lot of work. And so they want the kids to get acclimated to what it's like to have to walk and to feed and to care for an animal. So we do have a lot of families that come in to volunteer, and then sometimes they'll foster animals. That's another program that we have where they could kind of get to know it for a few weeks before it comes into the center to be put up for adoption. And then we have foster failures, and that's when you foster an animal and you just fall in love with it and you end up keeping it. So we can work with anyone on finding a pet.
Foster failures.
Yeah, but
that's a good failure. That's the kind of failure you want. Just as a little side note, I don't want to overstate this, but the interaction I've had with rescues is every single person that's there, and I'm not saying any of the retail stores are not like this, but every single person that's there, there's so much love because they're there because they want to be, not just because they're getting paid to. And I know when we looked at a rescue, there was a whole conversation. It was, what are you looking for? Tell me about your family. What are your kids like? And the volunteer that worked with us went, okay, there are three dogs you need to look at right here. Here's one, here's two, here's three. Here's what I know. Here's what I've watched from observing. I've heard other people talk. So you're going into a family.
Right.
You're going into people who these pets are their family, and
exactly,
they're trying to help them find good homes. So there's my little testimonial for the day.
And you are a pet owner, so you know
all
about
this. I am a rescue pet owner, and I love Sparky to death, and he is one of the best things that's happened to our family.
That's awesome.
So for the folks out there listening, you know, business leaders, anybody else who's out there right now listening to the program, of course, donations are always welcome. If a company wants to, you know, write a check that they can write off for taxes, obviously that would help. People can volunteer their time. Let's speak about volunteers. What would be some of the things that people would do? Because they're thinking, okay, well, I don't want to scoop litter boxes the whole time, but there's so many other things that a volunteer can do.
Absolutely. We have a ton of volunteer opportunities. You can get really as involved as you want to. We have volunteers that just work on grant writing that don't necessarily come into the center a lot, but they work on, you know, trying to find funding for us through grants. We have volunteers that spend weekends at adoption events. We have a number of – we do PetSmart, you know, weekend adoptions every weekend, also at Petco. And then, you know, we have volunteers that will come in and do that. We have dog walkers that come in certain times every day.
Somebody, if they just want to come in once a week just to walk the dog, get him out of his, you know, his little cage or whatever.
Absolutely.
There's a park right across the street where you can walk the dog.
There is. There is a park across the street. We also have an exercise area built into the facility now where if the weather's bad or they're not getting a lot of exercise outside, they can come in. They can be socialized with other animals there. So that works out really nice for us as well.
You also take items of food, litter.
Absolutely.
What are some of the items that you never can have enough of?
Well, I would say definitely scoopable cat litter. We spend a lot of money on cat litter every year. We are on Science Diets feeding program, which is awesome. That's our dry kibble that comes into the center, but we do have to purchase wet cat food, which we give the cats every day, puppy food, any kind of special like if we have a litter of bottle-fed puppies or kittens, we have to buy that formula and that kind of stuff. We do have a wish list that's online on our website, so that's a great place for people to go to kind of get familiarized with what our needs are. And also blankets, towels, anything like that we can use.
And you've already broken the one myth about you can't get a pure breed through an adoption center. You can do that. Another might be, well, the animals aren't quite healthy or whatever, but you do all talk about the vetting and I think there's microchipping. I mean, you're getting a lot more than just, you know, another member of the family.
Right. All of the animals that come in are quarantined for 2 weeks, and that's because typically we pull from animal control facilities. We have an unknown vaccination history. So we get their vaccinations started. We deworm them. They come with a microchip. When you do an adoption, you get 30 days worth of pet insurance that comes with them as well. You know, so all of the animals that come in, we try to weed out any medical issues during that 2 week period. Of course, there's never a perfect world, but we're pretty good at respiratory issues, that kind of thing, any kind of skin issue will typically rear its ugly head during that time. And then we would put it, you know, we would offer it the medical treatment that it needs.
So many of these may have already had hundreds of dollars put into each animal, and you're getting it for – talk about your adoption fees.
Our adoption fees for dogs, it's $250. But there again, that includes their spay or neuter surgery. They're up to date on their vaccines depending on the age of
it's
the animal.
It's not like you're paying $250, adopting it, and the first thing you do has to, you know, go to the vet and
exactly.
have to get it all. I mean, you know you've got, for the most part, a healthy animal with the insurance, with
absolutely.
The microchip, everything
That's
else.
That's right. And the same with the cats. The cats are $125 for kittens and $100 for adult cats. We also have some long-timers at this center where their adoption fee has been reduced a little bit more. So, you know, we'll work with you on the adoption fee as well, but that's pretty much what it is across the board.
Jane, talk also, just to go back to fundraising and donations. You talked about the fees, but beyond just someone wanting to do a corporate or just a personal donation, I know, and I'm kind of leading with this, I know you guys do a road race. Talk a little bit about that, other ways to raise money, and if there's any other events or opportunities that people need to know about.
Absolutely. Coming up in March, on March 22nd, we have our fourth annual Run for the Rescues, and it is turned into not just a 5K, but we also do a festival that lasts from 8 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. We have vendors that will be there. We have dog trainers. We have contests for your animal. You can actually run the race with your animal if you want to. You don't have to. We also have a fun run that's, you know, a lot of the younger folks, it's about a mile in the course. It is down in Swanee Town Center, which is a really fun place to be, and we're praying for good weather.
And that event gets bigger every year. I've seen it in the news.
It does. It does, and we want it to. That's one of our big fundraisers every year. We also have a benefit bash that will happen in October, and we don't have all the details on that yet.
And before anybody starts wanting to spread rumors about that, the park stays very clean that whole day.
It does.
They pick up after
Absolutely.
Themselves. Absolutely.
Go ahead. We're good neighbors.
That's right.
Before we let you go, you also have a little shop there on your location
Absolutely.
Called Sadie's Place.
That's right.
Where folks want to come in and take a look at some nice gifts and things to buy.
Yes, yes. Sadie's Place is a thrift store that it's all donated items that come in. We take everything for the home, basically. We do not take clothing or electronic items because we just don't have the space. But if someone gets a new apartment, they can come over there and check it out. We have some beautiful things. A nice set of ladies that really keep that up and going. It's all volunteers.
I thought you were saying you're selling the ladies.
No, we won't. Depends on how much you offer. No.
Everything's
that came out
for
a little strange. But yes, you can decorate your new home from Sadie's Place. And Sadie is actually a dog that came to us from a fighting ring that was in Meriwether County. And she came through our program. She had some issues with other dogs, but we got some training for her. She was with us for a long time, a lot longer than we wanted her to be, but she finally found a good home. But in the meantime, we all fell in love with Sadie, and that's who we named our thrift shop after.
And the proceeds of the shop go to the
100% goes awesome. Back into the Georgia SPCA.
You
yes.
may or may not be aware that some of the dogs from the whole Michael Vick thing years ago, a couple of them came through the Georgia
I
SPCA.
I heard that story.
All right. Give us your location for people that want to come by and check out the adoption center, and then the website and any other information for people that want to find out more.
Sure. We are located at 1175 Buford Highway. It's actually in between Sugarloaf and McGinnis Ferry, and we're across from Swanee Creek Park. So anybody who's familiar with that area, we do have a sign up that says Pet Adoptions and also our logo on top. We're open during the week from 11 to 7 on weekends, Saturday 11 to 5, Sunday 11 to 4. We get there at 9, so if you're interested in volunteering, you can come earlier, but that's the times that we're open to the public. And our website is www.georgiaspca.org, and you'll find a lot of information about us and how you can get plugged in as a volunteer on our website.
So georgiaspca.org if you wanted to find out information about volunteering, donating. I assume there are links to places where you can actually look at some of the animals that are
Absolutely.
Available.
They're all online. Yes, you can go on our website and check out the dogs and the cats that are up for adoption now.
Great. Jane Stewart, the executive director with the Georgia SPCA, thanks so much for coming in and sharing your information with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Also, Carrie Tegeter with Highlands at Sugarloaf Luxury Apartment Homes. Carrie, exciting news for you. Thank you for sharing all your information, and we are glad that we are the first to share it to everybody else.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. All right, Carrie and Jane here on Gwinnett Business Radio. I almost mixed my two jobs up there. We don't want to do that again. A reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs, including this one, 24/7 by logging on to GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. For Steve and Julian,
bye, sell. There, I mixed my jobs just for you, Mike.
Appreciate that very much. Now, be careful for that on that snowstorm on the way home.
That's right. The Dustmageddon of 2014.
All right, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Thank you.